Hi-ho, Silver! Brace yourself as we gallop through the thrilling world of the Lone Ranger, a legendary radio show that echoed through the airwaves with the beat of hooves and the call of justice. Meet the mysterious Lone Ranger, a masked hero whose identity remains shrouded in secrecy, and his steadfast companion, Tonto. In the vast expanse of the Old West, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode together, their deeds echoing through the canes and prairies. The Lone Ranger, a symbol of justice and righteousness, rode on the mighty Silver, his white stallion, with Tonto at his side on the ever-loyal Scout. The Lone Ranger's silver bullets and unwavering commitment to justice made him an icon, a lone crusader against the forces of lawlessness. Tonto, his trusted companion and a skilled tracker, stood by his side, adding depth to their dynamic duo. Together, they rode their steeds, Silver and Scout. The Lone Ranger and Tonto galloped into the hearts of our listeners, and their adventures becoming legendary. The sound of the galloping hooves and the Lone Ranger's stirring call, "Hi-ho, Silver," became synonymous with justice prevailing in the Old West. So saddle up and ride with us as we revisit the thrilling tales of the Lone Ranger, Tonto, Silver, and Scout, where every episode is a daring ride into the heart of the frontier justice. Now let's get into this episode. This episode originally aired February 7th, 1947, and the title is Framed Out of Trouble. Thanks for listening, and let's get into it.
Fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hail, Silver. Hooray!
Seventeen-year-old Bob Terrell was a problem to the aunt and uncle who had raised him from childhood. Bob was a likable boy, but his willfulness made him almost unmanageable. His uncle, William Terrell, was town banker in Orville and had given Bob all the advantages that a boy reared in the early West could wish for. One night late, Mr. and Mrs. Terrell sat waiting for Bob to come home.
Oh, Will, you simply must do something about Bob. Since he's been running with that Hawkins crowd, he stays out till all hours.
Yes, I know, Mary. But you know how Bob is. He thinks we're trying to run his life and pick his friends. The more I talk to him, the worse he gets, seems like.
But if he keeps on, Will, he'll end up in trouble.
That's what I'm afraid of. Tex Hawkins is older than Bob. He's no good. Either are those other two who run with him. I don't know for the life of me what's come over Bob.
Put him to work at the bank. Maybe that will change him.
I already suggested that. But he doesn't want to work at the bank. I've about made up my mind.
Here comes Bob now.
Well, Bob, it's rather late for you to be getting in, isn't it?
Golly, Uncle. Well, I'm old enough to take care of myself. I don't see why you and Aunt Mary have to sit up and check on me night after night.
Now, Bob, don't talk that
way. Well, I can take care of myself.
Bob, it's about time you settled down, made something of yourself. I want you to come over to the bank tomorrow. And I'll find a place for
you. But I don't want to work in the bank, Uncle Will. It's no use my trying, because I know I wouldn't make good at it.
Well, tarnation take it, boy. You can't go on this way. Running around with those good-for-nothing fellows who follow that Hawkins boy. And as for Tex Hawkins, he's just...
I won't listen to you. Run down my friends. Good night.
Oh, Will, whatever are we going to do with him?
I don't know, Mary. But we have to do something. Do it soon. That boy's going to wind up in a peck of trouble. And no mistake.
The following afternoon, Dan Reed, the 14-year-old nephew of the Lone Ranger, left the general store in Oroville and went toward the hitch rack, where Victory's horse was waiting. Dan noticed the four young men who lounged near the hitch rack. They watched him as he put a few supplies he had purchased in his saddlebag.
There. That'll carry all right.
Hey, kid. Where'd you ever get a horse like that?
Well, he was given to me.
Yeah. I'd like to try him out. I think I'll ride him up the end of the street and back.
No, I'd rather you didn't.
Oh, you would, huh?
That's right.
The button sure is telling you where you stand, Tex.
Better watch out, Tex. Maybe he's a second Billy the Kid.
He's just a fresh maverick who don't know any better than to talk back to his elders. Now get out of the way, kid. I'm going to try out that stallion. If you try and stop me, I'll slap you down plenty hard.
Hold on, Tex. Let the kid alone.
What are you buttoning for, Bob Terrell?
Because I don't like to see you picking on a kid, that's why.
Yeah, now listen to who's talking. You're not much more than a kid yourself. For 2 cents, I ought to slap one for being so fresh. All right, let's go to the cafe, boys, and I'll set the gang up for drinks.
Well, you can count me out. You know I don't go for liquor, Tex.
Yeah, you can come in with us and order sarsaparilla. Come on, boys.
You can mount up now, kid. He won't bother you.
Steady, boy. Well, thanks a lot for sticking up for me.
Well, that's all right. I'll see you again sometime. Goodbye, kid.
Goodbye. Come on, Victor.
Dan rode to the Lone Ranger's camp in the nearby hills and was soon telling the masked man and Tonto about his encounter with the Hawkins gang in town.
I've heard about Tex Hawkins and the boys who run around with him. They're heading for trouble sooner or later.
That's right. Dan, what name boy who keep hopping from riding Victor?
Well, I heard one of the others call him Bob Terrell. He didn't seem to be the same as the others at all. I liked him right away.
How old would you say he is, Dan?
Not much older than I am. He's younger than any of the others.
I see. Too bad he's in with that gang.
And that's what I thought, too. They said they were going to the cafe to drink, but Bob Terrell said he didn't drink. They just laughed at him and told him to ask for sarsaparilla.
He continues to go with Hawkins and the others. He may be persuaded to drink, and worse. Come to think of it, the town banker's name is Will Terrell. I understand he has a young nephew living with him.
Then Bob Terrell must be Mr. Terrell's nephew. Right. He was better dressed than the others and rode a better horse, too.
Strange that a boy with his opportunities should tie in with companions like that. But I guess he's at the age where he's easily influenced.
Boy like him think it good to ride with tough gang, maybe.
It's about the size of it, Tonto. Well, it's time we had supper. Dan, you water and feed the horses while Tonto and I get the food ready, will you?
Yes, sir. Golly, I hope Bob Terrell doesn't get into trouble because of that gang.
We'll worry about that when it happens, Dan. Meantime, we can keep an eye on that gang and see where they're heading.
It was dusk several days later. Tex Hawkins, with his cronies Hank and Jerry, stood outside the cafe talking in low voices.
I've got everything. This'll be a big job. Our first really big job.
But suppose something slips up, Tex. We'll go to prison sure as shooting.
Stop being yellow, Hank. Tex knows what he's doing.
What about Bob Terrell? Is he in on this with us, Tex?
He sure is, Hank. He's the one who gave me the lowdown on that gold shipment from his uncle's bank. He didn't know how interested I was when he was boasting about what a big, important hombre his uncle was.
But when he finds out what we intend to do, Tex, he's liable to balk.
Don't worry. In the first place, he won't know what we're really up to. And in the second place, by the time he realizes what we are doing, it'll be too late for him to back out. He'll be in as deep as we are.
Deeper, because his uncle will blame him for telling about that gold shipment.
That's right. Yeah, the shipment is supposed to be a secret. That's why they're sending it out at night. Come on inside for a drink, and I'll tell you just what my plans are.
As Tex Hawkins and his two friends went into the cafe, they failed to notice the Indian who had been lounging in the shadows near the end of the building, close enough to hear their conversation. It was Tonto.
That not good. Let me go tell Lone Ranger.
Steady, fella. Steady! Get him up, Scout! Move, Scout! Home, fella! Home, fella! Home!
We've been waiting supper for you, Toto.
Me eating in it. Me here, Tex Hawkins, talking to other fellas. Them plan to take gold shipment. Plan to get Bob Terrell in plenty trouble.
What gold shipment, Toto, did you find out?
Me not hear him say, Kemosabe. It shipment to go from bank. It leave at night.
You say they plan to get Bob Terrell in trouble? Then he wasn't in on the conversation?
No. Him not there. Him not know plan to steal gold. But him get blamed like others.
I see.
Maybe it better we warn Bob Terrell, then tell sheriff to watch gold shipment.
Toto, I was in town in disguise. I inquired about young Terrell. He's headstrong and loyal to Tex Hawkins.
That's bad.
Yes, it is. And if we tip off the sheriff, Bob Terrell will be riding with a gang. He'll be taken with the others.
But what we do then, Kemosabe?
We'll take some drastic action to bring young Terrell to his senses, Tonto. I've heard about the sheriff in town. I have a plan that will keep Bob from going with that gang and teach him a lesson he won't forget. Help me with the disguise, and I'll ride into town.
About an hour later, the Lone Ranger reined up in front of the sheriff's office in town. He was disguised as a well-to-do rancher.
Oh, Silver. Oh, easy, steady.
Well? Good evening, stranger.
Evening.
Come in.
Thanks.
I guess we haven't met before. My name's Buckley.
Sheriff, will this serve as an introduction?
A silver bullet. Then you must know the Lone Ranger.
Yes, that's right.
What can I do for you?
Do you know Bob Terrell?
I sure do, and he's a nice boy. Too bad he's with the wrong crowd, though. His uncle can't do a thing with him.
I see. Do you know about a certain gold shipment leaving the bank some night soon?
How did you know about that? It's supposed to be a secret.
Does it matter? I do know. And I also know it will have to be protected against a planned holdup.
A holdup, you say?
Yes.
Why, that shipment's going out tonight at midnight by special stage.
That's what I wanted to find out. Without realizing what he's doing, young Terrell will be involved in that holdup, Sheriff, unless he's prevented.
Terrell? Then that means the Hawkins gang is...
Yes. I have a drastic plan to keep Bob Terrell from riding with him and to teach him a good lesson. Then we'll ride together to catch Hawkins and the others when they try to hold up that stage. Now, here's my plan, and I'll need your cooperation.
After talking to the sheriff, the Lone Ranger went down the street to the cafe. Sheriff Barkley went with him.
And as the two men stood looking through the open door, the sheriff pointed.
There's Bob Terrell. The boy's standing near the end of the bar.
Well, thanks, Sheriff. I'll go in now, and you can follow.
I just told you like it was with four dreams.
Hey, having a drink, stranger?
Oh, not now. I'm waiting for someone.
All right.
Aren't you rather young to be in here, son?
Well, I'm not drinking liquor, mister. I'm here with my friends.
Oh, I see.
Hey,
as Bob Terrell turned away, the Lone Ranger deftly slid a small leather bag of gold from his own pocket into one of Bob Terrell's pockets. Then he leaned on the bar as Tex Hawkins spoke.
Yeah, come on, fellas. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's go. We got things to do.
Come on, Bob.
Oh, just a minute, young fellow.
What's the matter?
Did you take a small bag of gold from my pocket?
Why, you...
I wouldn't if I were you.
What's going on here?
A moment ago, I had a small leather bag of gold in my pocket. Now it's gone. This boy was the only one near me, Sheriff.
Well, you can't accuse me of taking your gold.
Let me see now. What's this?
Well, that's it, Sheriff.
But, well, how'd that get in my pocket?
Well, I'm sure sorry to have to do this. But I'm putting you in jail until you can explain your way out of this. Now, come along with me.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. In spite of his protests, Bob Terrell was taken to the jailhouse and locked in a cell. Outside at the hitch rack, Tex Hawkins and his friends stood momentarily stunned by what had taken place. Then Tex spoke.
Well, that sure took me by surprise. Imagine Terrell swiping that stranger's money bag.
Yeah. I can't believe it yet.
This sure interferes with our plan for tonight, Tex.
I don't know what it's doing, Jay. Bob didn't know what we were going to do, so he can't spill the beans about it. And he'll get blamed for giving out the information about the gold shipment anyhow.
Yeah, that's right. Then we can go ahead with it, can't we?
Yeah, we sure can. All right, hit the saddle. We're right up in the valley so as to be there waiting when that stage comes through. Say, boy. Get up!
Meantime, in the sheriff's office, banker Will Terrell stood facing the Lone Ranger and the sheriff.
You mean to tell me this stranger deliberately put that money bag in my nephew's pocket?
That's right, Mr. Terrell. I did.
Well, then, Sheriff, I demand...
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Terrell. You admitted a moment ago that your nephew threatened to leave your home for good. You persisted in trying to keep him from associating with the Hawkins gang, didn't you?
Well, yes, that's true, but...
Bob is worth saving, even against his will. He'll be released before morning, and the sheriff will make certain the townspeople know it was all a mistake.
That's right, Will. We're doing this for Bob's own good. It was the only way to keep him from riding with the Hawkins gang tonight and holding up that gold shipment.
Holding up the gold shipment? Bob was going to be in on a thing like that?
Yes, but I happen to know it would have been done without Bob realizing the gang's purpose until it was too late.
But Bob was the only one outside the bank who knew about that shipment. He must have had something in mind when he told Hawkins.
Like any other boy his age, He was boasting about his family, about your success and influence. I'm sure he didn't think for a minute that the Hawkins gang would take advantage of the information and of him.
Well, Bob's better off in that cell for a few hours than to get caught with the gang in a holdup and get a prison term.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Well, now we'd better get set to ride behind the stage tonight so as to be on hand when Hawkins and his friends try to get that gold.
I'll ride with you, Sheriff. And so will my friend Tonto. We'll meet you outside in an hour.
At midnight, right on schedule, the special stage carrying the gold shipment left the bank and headed east.
Get along there! Get up! Out of that! Get up!
A few minutes later, the Lone Ranger, with Tonto and the sheriff, also left town with a small posse and followed along the trail a short distance behind the stage.
That Hawkins gang has been getting away with a lot around town. I hope we can catch them red-handed so as to put them where they belong for good.
Where do you think fellas hold up stage?
The logical place would be as the trail winds through the valley. Short distance ahead there.
Yep, that's about the place they'll hit it. The moon's plenty bright. There's enough cottonwoods in that valley to keep them here till the stage gets close enough. I see you're wearing a mask now. What's the idea?
No use letting them see I was the one who met Bob at the bar tonight.
I get what you mean. Well, all I gotta say is, Hawkins and the others are in for the surprise of their lives when they stop that stage. Get up there.
Yes, come on, come.
A short time later, Tex, with Hank and Jerry, were waiting in a clump of cottonwoods in the valley. They were certain no one knew of their plans. Each of them carried guns, and Tex had rehearsed Hank and Jerry upon what they were to do when a stage carrying the gold shipment should come along. Even though the plans were well laid, Jerry showed nervousness now and then. The three talked as they waited.
I'm just as well pleased things worked out like they did.
What do you mean, Tex? Glad what worked out?
I mean about Bob Terrell. I was a little afraid if we had brought him along with us, he might have tried something funny when he found out what we were going to do.
Do you really think he took that hombre's gold?
Looked like it. Sheriff found it in his pocket.
I guess he took it all right. That sure surprised me.
Yeah, me too.
That stage ought to be coming along soon, Tex.
Keep your shirt on, Hank. It hadn't even loaded up yet when we left town. It'll be showing up soon.
I hope so. I'm getting tired of waiting. And somebody might come along and see us waiting here, too.
If anyone does come along, we'll manage to keep out of sight. I'm not worried about this job. It'll go off like clockwork.
Say, you don't think anybody got wind of what we're up to, do you, Tex?
You worry too much, Jerry. Why don't you leave things to me? I know what I'm doing.
Oh, I'm not worried. Only I think I hear the stage coming now.
That's it, all right. I'd have your shooting irons ready.
If we get away with this, we'll be set for life.
Yeah, we sure will, Hank. Now listen, you aim to wound a guard who'll be sitting on the boot with the driver.
Right.
Jerry, you hold your guns on the driver. We don't want to kill anybody if we can help
it. Here it comes.
Get on, man! Get up!
Come on! Get up, Roger!
Get on! Get up! Get up!
Use your gun!
No, you don't!
Oh.
I could shoot Hank. He hit his arm and he dropped his gun.
Oh.
Now you! Don't make a move while we get the gold you're carrying.
Steady, boy. Come on, Tex. I'll help you with the gold.
All right.
Tex, look. A posse. Use your guns!
I'm getting out of here, pronto. Get up, boy!
Wait, Tex. Don't go without us!
All right, reach you two. Where's the other one? Where's Hawkins?
Get in the way, Sheriff. Down the trail.
I'll get him. Come on, Silver.
A
The great white stallion Silver sprang forward at the Lone Ranger's command and raced along the trail after the fleeing Tex Hawkins. In the bright moonlight, the Lone Ranger saw Tex suddenly turn from the trail and head into the creek which ran through the valley.
Hurry, big fella. Come on, Silver!
Silver didn't need any further urging, and without waiting for a signal, he too swerved from the trail and raced down the bank to the water.
You can't make it, Hawkins.
Stay back or I'll...
You might as well give up.
Don't come any closer. I'll show you that you can't.
Can't what?
Now wait, I
can't wait.
I'm soaked.
Good dunking is what you need. Try it again.
No more. I'll drown.
And this time, if you're trying to make decent boys into crooks like you and your friends, get down.
Don't. I give up. Don't duck me again.
Now you can get on your horse. The sheriff is waiting to take you back to town.
Later that night, Bob Terrell sat on the bunk in his cell, bitterly thinking about the stranger who had framed him earlier in the evening. Then he heard the posse stopping outside.
Hey, I wonder who those men are. It's long after midnight.
Yeah, open the door to the big shell. All right, Hawkins. You and your gang can get inside there.
What, Tex Hawkins? And Hank and Jerry? What's happened?
Oh, shut up, Terrell. Get inside.
Well, I see you caught them, Sheriff.
Yep. But I'm telling you, Will, Hawkins would have got away if it hadn't been for the masked man here.
He was easy to catch, Sheriff. Crooks like Hawkins are all cowards at heart.
He'll never get over the dunking you gave him in the creek. Now, Bob, I guess you can go on home with your Uncle Will.
You mean I'm free? That stranger isn't going to press charges against me? Well, I didn't take his money bag.
There's your stranger, Bob. The man with the mask on.
I don't understand this.
Bob, over there you see your so-called friends. All of them crooks. And they would have made one out of you in spite of yourself.
What'd they do?
Well, they tried to hold up the gold shipment, Bob.
Well, he told us about the shipment. He was going in on it with us.
Don't lie, Hawkins. Your planning was overheard. We all know the truth of the matter.
That's right. And Bob was framed into jail for a few hours, so he couldn't get him to go with you.
Will they go to prison, Sheriff?
They sure will, Sam. They wounded the guard and attempted to hold up. They'll be in prison a long time.
Golly, I might have been with them.
That's right, you might have. But if you'd listened to your uncle's advice, you'd have a happy future, Bob.
From now on, I will listen to him. And if Uncle Will wants me to, I'll work in the bank.
Good. Come along, Tonto, we have to be going.
Hey, Masked Man, wait a minute. He's playing save Bob from trouble. But I forgot to find out who he is to thank him.
He doesn't want thanks.
Do you know who he really is, Sheriff?
You bet. He's the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger? I hope I never meet that hombre again.
That's what all crooks say.
Now, go on home, Bob. I guess you learned the lesson the Lone Ranger set out to teach you.
I sure have, Sheriff. Golly, I can't believe it. The Lone Ranger.
Won't do that. I'm a scout. I'm Silver.
Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.